You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, and I am back. All that to say, listen, let me get into my comments before I lose my time here. So I was really watching the news and thinking through some things and getting ready. And as many of you know, I'm a ground pounder, all right? My personal background in the military includes time in the infantry, both straight leg and airborne, as well as time in special operations in a branch known as civil affairs. I'm a firm believer in the value of boots on the ground. And I've said before on this show, I think, that wars were never won by an army with clean boots. I don't care how many politicians believe they can direct the military into a so-called clean war that involves nothing but over-the-horizon capability or long-distance GPS-guided munitions. They're wrong. A true fight, one that is meant to be won against an enemy that intends to do you harm if left unchecked, a true fight will never be fully and effectively concluded without the enduring value of boots on the ground by average Joes and Janes who are able to see and be seen on the battlefield. Now, with that said, having been in those positions before too, I will also tell you that every ground pounder loves the sound of overhead cover. Man. There is nothing sweeter than knowing that there are eyes on target from somewhere high above, ready to bring the rain if the guys on the ground get into it. Out on a 2 to 3 day patrol through the backside of nowhere in northeast Afghanistan, part of my team, part of a Special Forces ODA or A team in the middle of nowhere. Setting up our logger site for overnight and knowing that the Air Force Tactical Air Control guy who was with us had coordinated our overhead cover and they had confirmed our position and we were locked in. In Baghdad, it was different, but still the same. Nothing compares to going door-to-door in a cordon and search with having the added security, the outright gravitas, if you will, of Apache gunships flying figure eights over your head at rooftop level. Man, just waiting for someone to dare to take a shot. And they always had the coolest call signs, too. Ghost Rider, Night Stalker, Spectre. But what they brought to the scene, what they gave to the average dude in the boots was that sense of security. That the overhead cover was in place, that no one could mess with you without paying a big price. Well, okay, let me shift gears for you. I always have a point, right? I'm not just here to tell war stories, right? In politics, a friendly press, a friendly media, is like having air cover. You heard me. If the press is on your side when you're a politician, if the media supports the politician or at least supports the agenda, it's the same thing to a politician as combat air support is to a soldier in the field. I can name you two politicians, too, in our own sphere, who have had the benefit of massive media air cover, and now they're losing it. Joe Biden and Kay Ivey. Think about it. For 2 years, one of which has been in the presidency, Joe Biden could do no wrong. If he had said the sky was green and babies are evil, the mainstream media would have lauded his praises and extolled his wisdom and preached the new halcyon era of green skies and mean babies. A complete pass on Afghanistan. A buy on lack of COVID response, ignoring the mess in the economy and the 40-year inflation. Wow, the supply chain madness and supporting his inability to abide by the Constitution on vaccine mandates. President Biden has been given all the air cover any politician could ever want from the media until now. Just this week, it appears the overhead cover provided by the media has returned to base to refuel and perhaps even pick up a new mission. Example, today, Newsweek, not necessarily known for its staunch conservatism, Newsweek has an opinion piece titled, quote, "Woke and Weak, Biden Punishes Americans, Emboldens Adversaries." Wow. It's an opinion piece. It's written by a known conservative, but I doubt whether it would have even seen the light of day in a mainstream publication just a month ago. The opening lines of that piece actually say, while the Biden administration fixates on smearing political opponents as domestic terrorists and effectively silencing, targeting, and pursuing them accordingly, bona fide terrorists, foreign adversaries, and violent criminals have been greenlit to act with total impunity. That's the opening of the article. It's a stark removal from the norm for Joe Biden, who has been given a pass at every turn. And now he's watching in horror as his air cover is departing the area of operations, and he is in danger close to full exposure. Okay, so now I'm a conservative. This is a conservative show. That does not mean I won't call balls and strikes like I see them. The other top-of-the-ticket politician that we can all identify with who's gotten a pass is our own Republican Governor Kay Ivey. Oh, my. A collective sharp intake of breath. What's he doing? She's a Republican, right? She is. And she's had air cover on some things that are finally changing. Sometimes those changes came about by the press not reporting things. When she first took office, Kay Ivey could do no wrong. All she had to do was say, I'm not Robert Bentley, and I'm going to right the ship of state. I'd say for the first couple of years, she did just that, especially with the willing help of a legislature of which I was a part as a senior Republican senator back then. But then things changed. Things occurred. The Ivey administration, and I know Kay Ivey, and I like her as a person. The Ivey administration, though, saw fit to coordinate things like ramming through the gas tax that is still climbing and hitting folks even harder in today's economy. A tax that came about with zero reforms or attempts to offset the impacts to the folks at the pump. And soon thereafter, by the way, on a separate topic, Alabama's education rankings dropped to the last in the nation while on her watch, and while she is technically the de facto head of the state school board. And then COVID happened. And without blinking an eye, she became the queen instead of the governor and spent virtually all of our COVID relief funds to grow government, while also deciding on her own that certain Alabama businesses had to shut down while others were allowed to stay open, something which many have never recovered from. And all the while, she got a complete pass. They either lauded her for growing government and raising taxes, or they just ignored things like shutting down businesses. The media gave her a pass. It was no challenge to the teachers' unions, so the special interests just stood by and watched, and the press said, yay. And Republicans who didn't know any better just rocked along until, suddenly, COVID world began to get worse, and Kay Ivey's office did nothing, absolutely nothing. And now she's got a press that is mad, and she's drawn multiple challengers in her primary race for governor. I even heard an unsubstantiated rumor today that Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth is rethinking whether or not to run against her. Her chief of staff has left. She has no air cover. It's really called accountability, folks. And by the way, I do not dislike politicians because they're politicians. I mean, heck, I was one. There are good folks in D.C. and Montgomery, but all public officials need to know that air cover only lasts so long until they hit bingo fuel and have to return to base. And then there you are, out there by yourself, no air cover, like Joe Biden and Kay Ivey. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, we got it done, Copper. We got it in there. Folks, thanks for patience with technical difficulties at the beginning. But listen, I am serious. That air cover has been galling at times, especially on the Biden administration. But when you consider what the press did not report on, or what the press encouraged, like mask mandates and shutting down businesses and quarantining and not saying a word when people died alone in a nursing home. And it all happened during her administration while other governors were taking a hard stand. She wasn't. That's our governor. At the same time, we've got Ron DeSantis kicking tail down in Florida right now. Well, there you are. No more air cover. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.